Chazor zeichen nashos barchich es chashag whenever Rabbi Yehuda mizrach erim daf tzadik gimel. Gemara continues with the conversation from yesterday's daf. Abaye said that you never find where a wall, creating a wall, makes things worse and makes an iser. Fdek by Rechonon to Abaye, we find this concept that a wall can cause an iser regarding the case of a structure with a roof above half of the structure. In that case, the Braisa says you're allowed to plant grapes under one of the halves, meaning with the roof or without the roof, and under the other half you're allowed to plant vegetation, because we view pitikra yoid v'soisim, that the end of the roof creates a wall. However, if one would roof the remaining part of the structure, it would be usher to plant in this way. We see that building the roof, building which is like a wall, creates an iser. Abaye said that is a case of removing the wall, because by building the roof, you remove the halachic wall of Pitakri Avisaisim. It's the removal of the wall that creates the iser. It's not the building of the wall that creates an iser. Rav sent the question to Abaye. We find a brisa where a wall creates an iser. The brisa says one must simply move 4 amas away from a plant, from planted grapes, and then allow to plant vegetation. Not a problem of climb. However, if from the grapes to the wall there's less than 12 amas, you're not allowed to plant any vegetation there. So you see that with the fact that you put a wall there makes it worse. You can't just pull 4 amas away. Abaye said the reason for that is not because the wall creates an iser, it's because one does not plant within 4 amas to the wall for fear that it will weaken the wall. Therefore, to plant vegetation between grapes and a wall, there has to be 12 amas. 4 amas near the grapes to allow space to service the vines, 4 amas of planting vegetation, and 4 amas to leave empty near the wall. That's why it's just a technical and a logistical reason that you need it. The wall does not create any iser. Rabbi Yehuda said if there are 3 karfas adjacent to each other, 3 people are traveling and close an area around themselves for Shabbos, in which case the halacha is that each area can't be large in a base assigned for each person unless there are 3 people, which would then give them the status of a caravan and then would let them enclose as much space as they needed. But now in this case, what they did is that they each enclosed their own area with the outer 2 areas are larger than the one in the middle, so that the middle is open and is in its entirety to each outer. But each outer has side walls, like the case of a large chaser James a small chaser, so it's almost like looks like an H. And there's only 1 person in each karfif, since each outer karfif is considered to be in the middle karfif as well. It's its entranceway, it's its pesach, like we learned yesterday. So the middle karfif is considered to be, is considered as if a caravan is there, and it can be as large as it's needed. However, if the middle is larger than the 2 outers, and there is 1 person in each area, then it's not considered to be as if they're all in the middle karfif, and therefore each karfif can only be up to a base assignment. What would halacha be if there were 2 people in the middle karfif and 1 in each outer? We can say that because each outer is an extension of the middle one, it's the larger one and the outer one is the smaller one, so the 2 people from the middle should combine with the 1 on each side, should be considered a caravan of 3. Or maybe we say that the 2 middle people should be viewed as going separate to each one to go into the other outer karfif, in which case there are not 3 people together. Question number 2 is, if we say that we view them as going separately, what if each outer karfif has 2 people and there's only 1 person in the middle karfif? In this case, then no matter which way the guy in the middle goes, there's always going to be 3, so we should consider it a caravan. Or maybe we say that because we don't know which way he's going to go, we can't consider either of them to be a caravan of 3. The Gemara says we pass on leniently regarding both of these questions. Rav Chisda said if a chatzar is elevated from another chatzar by 5 tefachim, and then a wall of 5 tefachim is added to the edge of the upper chatzar, it does not act as a wall of 10 tefachim. To do so, the 10 tefachim must be made of 10 tefachim of elevation or 10 tefach wall. It can't combine. Abraisa says that in the case described by Rav Chisda, the chatzaris must make separate eirvin and not join as one. We see that it is a separation. Rav said Chisda would agree that the lower chatzar in this case is viewed as having a full 10 tefach wall on that side. And that's what the Braisa is referring to. If so, then the lower chatzar should be allowed to only make an eruv on its own, and the upper chatzar should not even be able to do that because it should be viewed as being open in its entirety to the lower chatzar. Rabbi Ullah said the upper chatzar had walls on the side adjacent to the lower chatzar, but it had an opening of 10 amas at the opening. There was 5 tefachim of elevation and 5 tefachim of wall. Therefore, it's not considered to be open in its entirety to the lower chatzar. In fact, at the end of the braisa says that if it's less than this, meaning less than 10 tefachim high, they must make 1 joint eruv. But if that partial walls, it should be able to choose whether they want to make a separate or a joint eruv. Rabbi, the son of Rava, said the case is that the lower chatzar is open in its entirety to the upper chatzar. The lower chatzar is narrower, with its width equaling to the opening of the upper chatzar. In fact, if so, then the lower chatzar should only be able to make a joint eruv, but the upper chatzar should be allowed to choose between making its own or making a joint. Why does the braisa say that a joint eruv must be made? The braisa is referring to the lower chatzar. Merema said that in elevation of 5 tefachim plus a wall of 5 tefachim do combine to act as a wall of 10 tefachim. The Gemara passes like my Reimer. Rabbi Shaya is, if new residents come into a chatzar on Shabbos, for example, a wall between two chatzaris fell, so the residents of each are now considered as being residents of each other now as well, does carrying become prohibited? Rav Chisda said, our mission says if the wall between a large and a small chatzar fell down, carrying becomes prohibited in the small chatzar. Presumably, this is even when the wall fell on Shabbos, and we see that it makes it also. Rabbi said, no. The Mishnah may be discussing where the wall fell before Shabbos. Abai says, not maybe the Mishnah is discussing where it fell before Shabbos, rather the Mishnah is certainly talking about where the wall fell before Shabbos, because you once asked Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda if the entranceway between two chatzers became blocked on Shabbos as the joint area become possible. You were told that since it began Shabbos as kosher, it remains permissible to carry there. Rav says if a wall between chatzers fell down on Shabbos, one may only carry within 4 amos. Shmuel says each chatzer may carry within its entire borders. We find Rav Shita from a story that happened. Rav and Shmuel were sitting in a chatzer, and the wall between it and the next chatzer fell down. Shmuel instructed that a sheet be hung to separate the chatzeres for reasons of privacy. Rav turned away because he held it was also to carry the sheets. Rav did not argue outright because he was in Shmuel's town and would not argue with him there, but he turned away so that people should not think that he actually agreed with that.